Hey guys, I wanted to tell you a story that's actually true about my life. One time when I was in college, I was hanging out with this dude who wrote a lot of graffiti. He taught me a lot. We were good friends. See, I also worked at this place that was right next to a fraternity. It was also staffed by a bunch of frat bros, right? Invariably, I became friends with one of them. And he invited me to a party.
A frat party.
Well, around the same time, I had a summer job.
We're gonna stick you in the real time for the
graffiti gyms.
Your story.
Make friends with the frat dicks.
You come to my house. A big party.
So I brought my pal
it's
graffiti
a party.
Gym. Anyways,
so I invited.
It goes
you know,
like this:
graffiti
like,
gym.
Oh, these artists are here, so we send them downstairs and we give them some fucking date rape drugs.
Instantly,
they tried to drink.
We
it.
Were just flagged
then
as
they tried
weirdos.
To drink it. We didn't really make it up.
They sent us downstairs.
That's where we were
by to meet Scarface.
Scarfacing
them already made plastic cups.
Just clearly doing rape drugs, but we took them anyway. I mean, we didn't really notice because we were really alcoholics. So it was like cranberry juice, some pink shit. Anyways, we stumbled back to my house. I'm so drunk, I'm just puking all over the street. My buddy passes out, I think right behind the alley. I somehow make it upstairs, and here's where it gets rough. I stripped off my clothes. I yelled at my housemate for being unreasonable. I told him I could do laundry whenever I want, and then I peed all over my clothes.
And then I peed all over my clothes.
I then continued to go upstairs and get the rest of my clean clothes, screaming, "You can't tell me what to do in my own house," as I peed all over my clothes.
Once again. So, Graffiti Jim doesn't take kindly to stuff like this, being rather, yet a violent criminal record, which I wholeheartedly endorsed since he had kicked the shit out of a bunch of noob graffiti writers who didn't know how to fucking paint. A bunch of toy-ass bitches.
But he also knew how to take out a bunch of frat dude rapists in just ways I thought I didn't know you could do with art, man. So he goes over to their house late at night, the next night. You know, the party's over. All their big trucks are parked, you know, all over each other, you know how they do. And so he steals away with a bunch of black
shoe polish.
And a black shoe polish he writes rapist in giant letters with big exclamation points in there.
On all of them. The shoe polish eats away as cardinal.
At least most cardinals.
At least most cardinals.
Graffiti Jim!